Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into the show. Text line 913-586-7965. In the open of the show today, I was talking about the Raiders rivalry, and it just feels like we've been recycling the same stories from the 90s for 25 years now at this point. Like, if you're 14 years old, or for some of you that have teenage kids, how do you really describe what Raiders week was like in the 90s? Why do they dislike the Raiders? Now, maybe that's a very easy question, but I just think about it and why I think it's just different than a college rivalry. Rob, you have been to a recent Missouri game. You've been to a recent Missouri basketball game and football game. What's the big tradition that Missouri does during the game? And these are kids that don't know the rivalry the way that you and I know them. They don't have a reason to hate Christian Moody. They don't have a reason to hate Eric Chenoweth. What's the big thing that Missouri does now? What's their big thing?
Daring Mr. Brightside, they all do the FKU chant. I know KU K-State's not at the same level. Have been to a KU K-State game recently. They play Sandstorm, and they also chant FKU. That is just a thing that happens.
It's just different when it comes to colleges. Now, I understand. We're talking about college kids. We're talking about adults. We're talking about a very, very different environment. But the atmosphere around the rivalry in a professional sport is just, it has to be based on two teams fighting for the exact same thing. It's not the same as bragging rights as it is in college. It's not the same. I understand that Kansas is a better basketball program than Missouri, but you know what? Right now, I can say we beat you guys on the basketball court. You wear that around like a crown, like a sash. It's not really the way that you handle professional sports rivalries. It's about, can you win your division? It's about, can you make a deep run in the postseason? Can you win Super Bowl? So in some ways, it just feels to me that we have sort of outgrown Raider week. It's Bills week. It's Ravens week. The Eagles are in town. I mean, this isn't one of the five most important home games that they have this season. It just doesn't have that same oomph the way that it did when we were all kids. Rob, before we catch up with Jonathan Katz, who is going to give us his thoughts on the letter from the mayor of North Kansas City, let's talk about the Raiders specifically here. I thought the Raiders had a chance at being a pretty decent team. They were one of my sleeper teams. A major reason of why they were one of my sleeper teams was the foundation that they had created. There's no question they have taken a step forward at head coach. You had Antonio Pierce last year. You have Pete Carroll this year. We're talking about Pete Carroll as one of the best football coaches that we've ever seen. He won at the college level, created a dynasty. He then created a mini near dynasty in the professionals with the Seattle Seahawks. Pete Carroll is fantastic. More experience, more seasoning, more accolades. He's a better coach than Antonio Pierce. They also made a significant upgrade at quarterback. We thought Geno Smith this season has 7 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and he's been sacked 18 times this year. Now, that's not all on Geno. Some of that's on the offensive line, and we'll get to that more when talking about Ashton Jeanty. But, Rob, problem number one with the Raiders is they paid for a certain level of production from their quarterback. That's not what they're getting. it's kind of the same question we had about Sam Darnold when Darnold left Minnesota and that infrastructure. Darnold has continued balling and looks like the same quarterback that played last year for the Vikings. Geno, this version of Geno is not the same one that played last year in Seattle. This Geno is bad. He's been one of the bottom eight quarterbacks in the league, which has really highlighted a lot of the problems that the Raiders are having right now.
So here, I wasn't as bullish on the Raiders as you were this offseason, but I did subscribe to a lot of what you thought. Hey, a new coach, a new quarterback, they're not a good football team in 2025, but they're salty. They're a team you don't want to face if you don't have to. They're not the dregs of the league anymore. They're going to be, you know, a better program, a better everything. There's going to be a culture. There's going to be structure and stability.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I haven't watched every Raider game start to finish. I'm not pretending to have watched six games of 60 minutes of football from the Las Vegas Raiders. But man, a lot of the problems they seem to have had in 2024, 2023, 2022, 2021 with other coaches and other quarterbacks, and it seems like a lot of the same. Like, Pete Carroll is a great name, and everything you just said about Pete Carroll is correct. He might be the greatest college coach short of Nick Saban me and you have seen in our lifetime. What he did at USC was incredible. But at the end of Seattle and now in Vegas is tarnishing his reputation a little bit, because are the 2024 Raiders and 2025 Raiders different? I mean, the personnel is, but it looks like the same team out there. Like, I never thought the Raiders were going to come into Arrowhead and win, but if you had asked me in August, what's the betting line? I wouldn't have told you 11 and a half or 12. I would have said Pete Carroll has a more respectable franchise than that. They are the same Raiders in Antonio Pierce as Rick Bisaccia, as any of those coaches. It just seems like they're churning out the same, the same, the same.
Yeah, I'm willing to give the Raiders a little bit more time in the big picture, at least when it comes to kind of building an offensive line. I still think Geno's a capable quarterback. Let's move to Ashton Jeanty. I know you're big on don't take a running back in the first round, but I certainly understand why a team fell in love with Ashton Jeanty and looked at him as being a transformative player. He's just been good. He has not been great. He has not been a guy that is in the conversation for Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's just been fine. Now, he is playing much better these last handful of weeks. He got off to a really slow start. You remember, so slow of a start that Ryan Clark was saying that he didn't see anything special in Jeanty. I'm not ready to say that after a handful of games, but I'm looking at his numbers. 105 carries, 424 yards. He's averaging exactly 4 yards a carry. He has 3 touchdowns. He's averaging somewhere around 70 yards a game. He's been fine. He hasn't been great. Hasn't been bad, hasn't been disappointing, not calling him a bust. I do think a lot of it is related to the offensive line and the Raiders just not being very solid up front. But if the Raiders were going to be special, then Geno was going to need to be good. Geno has 7 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. If you were going to turn things around, if you were the Raiders, you spent the top 6 pick on a running back. He needs to be having a Todd Gurley-like rookie season. Like, he's a guy that we're really talking about, really making noise. I'm guessing a lot of you spent early picks on Ashton Jeanty because you thought he was going to be one of those kind of guys. He just ain't been one of those guys yet. And when it comes to pass catching, no disrespect to Trey Tucker and Jacoby Myers, but those should not be your one and two pass catchers. You spent a high pick on Brock Bowers because Brock Bowers was a generational tight end prospect. I know he's dealt with injury this year. He's only played in four games. I don't believe that he's going to play in this one. So he's been banged up this season. But if you were telling me that Geno hasn't lived up to expectations, Ashton Jeanty hasn't lived up to expectations, and Brock Bowers has been banged up and just is having a down year, I mean, that explains why the Raiders are 2-4 right now and one of the bottom teams in the league.
Outside of Jeanty, who right now is a lot more sexy name than game, he's been fine. I don't want to say he's been bad, but he has not been as high of, as worthy of his draft pick. Man, this is my point about the Raiders being the same. At this point last year, their number one receiver was Jacoby Myers. I guess they had a healthy Brock Bowers at this point, and they also had Trey Tucker. Like, that was their team. Like, it feels like I wasn't as bullish on the Raiders as you were, but I feel like I had the wool pulled over my eyes a little bit when it comes to the Raiders because it's the same personnel groupings with Geno Smith and Pete Carroll, and I think I got duped into believing.
You thought they were going to be what the Patriots are, basically.
100%. I thought it would be the same as a Mike Vrabel impact, and now their quarterback play was going to upgrade. But in reality, it's a quarterback who's turning the ball over at a Ryan Leaf rate and a coach who seems to be running into all the same problems in Vegas, Oakland, wherever the Raiders have been during this tenure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.